We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. It's the Bart Winkler Show, Friday the 17th. We've got picks with Ryan Horvath coming up a little bit later. I think we're both in on the Packers. I think we kind of like the Packers this weekend. I cannot, like, this is going to be either way. Either way, when I sit down and do the post Sunday, I'll be in a mood. Because of this coaching matchup, we're going to get Brandon Staley and Matt LaFleur in the same building coaching against each other. Matt LaFleur trying to outsmart Brandon Staley and vice versa is like a chipmunk trying to outsmart a pretzel that it finds on the ground. It's like, it's just like, it's, I don't even know if that makes sense, but I don't appreciate these two men as coaches, and they've got to coach against each other. I'm sure they're good people. There's been more of a rush of that. I feel like I'm doing that more. Well, I'm sure he's a good person, but I fucking hate Aaron Rodgers' guts. And the swearing, I get people commenting sometimes that like the videos have swearing in them. I don't know. I mean, I'm not like trying to swear to be cool, but swearing to sound cool isn't as douchey as pretending that hearing a swear word is like how, like there are grown men that yell at me for saying the word shit. Congratulations for making it 55 years in your life for never hearing a naughty word before. You don't like swear words? You won't like this. Ricky Weeks sat alongside Pat Murphy at the Brewers press conference on Thursday. He is the associate manager, which means, yeah, sure, you're the bench coach, but you're a part of this. It's not like a co-manager thing. We've already got two hitting coaches. We might as well have two managers. But it seems like Pat Murphy's like, yeah, this would be fun. I'm not going to do this forever. And the Brewers don't want to get blindsided again. And so it seems like they're grooming Ricky Weeks. I hate to use that word now, but they're grooming him to be the next manager, which I think whatever you might say until he said a swear word and now we're fired up.
To say that, I'm just ready to get started right now. So again, thank you. Thank you to the city of Milwaukee, Mark, Matt, Murph. Let's fucking go.
Wow. He said the F word. Wow. I think that as far as this whole situation, I think that I'm like it's been a bad week and a half. It's been a bad week and a half because I do feel like the Brewers were betrayed, and it's been even worse that people don't understand that and are trying to tell us how to feel. But in terms of how I feel after watching Murphy and Ricky Weeks, along with Matt Arnold talk, I thought one thing that Murphy said that was sort of a shot, maybe not really, is he says it's not always about the resources when it's how to win. It's about the people. It's about the personnel. So I thought that was sort of an interesting kind of like counter to the reasons why we all assume that Craig left. He left because he wanted more resources. And Pat seemed to think that that wasn't the case. So it wasn't, you know, Pat Murphy never thought this would happen, I don't think. I don't know how privy to the conversations counsel had Pat in. It certainly was more of a, we're in charge now, and less of a, oh, we missed the old guy kind of thing, which I think is a great start. And I think if you watch that press conference or listen to clips or just listen to Ricky, if you're not offended by the word fuck, is it kind of pumps you up. It kind of pumps you up. You're kind of eager to see, all right, let's see something new. All right, we don't like how that went down. We never thought it would go down that way, but this old way didn't get us anything, so let's see what this way might do. And so there can be fresh optimism. Now, you're still going to have to be competing with the systems and the reasons why Craig left. And it does seem like, you know, whatever version of the Cubs there is here on November 17th, there will be a bigger, badder, better version than them on, let's say, March 17th. With either free agents or trades, and if we give them anybody or whatever. So it's, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. The Cubs are going to be the front runner in this division. Craig Counsell or not, I think they're going to spend a lot of money. The Reds, we kind of feel like we always know what the Reds and Pirates are. Cardinals, I don't think, are going to accept being a losing franchise again. I think they were embarrassed. And I think they'll do some things, and I think, you know, it's up to us to see where the Brewers kind of stand. I'll be eager to watch how it looks. I don't know that I'm going to be as into it as I've been. Next year, I will have to see where I'm at. I've kind of been down on baseball as a whole. I certainly don't like that the A's move. That really pisses me off. And that our owner was like helping it happen. I don't understand how any other owner could have voted for that. Why don't they? I know it's a boys club and stuff, but why don't they rally around? Can't one owner just speak up and be like, no, what John Fisher did in Oakland was bullshit. No, because they're probably like, oh, that's a nice blueprint. He turned a franchise totally against them. He turned a fan base against them in 15 years. Let's pick his brain and see how we can do it in half that time so we can move to a tourist attraction. The Vegas A's ain't it, man. That's not going to be, it's going to be dumb. I don't. Like, people will go there and travel, but I don't know that they'll be good ever. So that's disappointing to see. I did not like to see that. But in terms of the press conference, that was, you know, as good as it could have been, I think, to pump it up. Murphy's cracking jokes, and I think, like, there's still a part of him that he doesn't really believe he's an MLB manager. Because not that he doesn't think he can do it, he just didn't think this opportunity would open, and I think he was content in being with Craig. And, you know, he had that health scare, so he's just trying to take every day as it comes, and this opportunity came along, and now he gets to kind of guide Ricky Weeks maybe in that next step. Also, breaking number news, Weeks is back to number 23, as you would think. There's only been a couple other Brewers that have worn 23 in the last few years. Nobody currently. Jordan Lyles was the last one. Keon Broxton wore it after Ricky. That was it. 21 is Pat Murphy's new number. There have been multiple people that wear 21 since Pat Murphy was first here in 16. Jeremy Jeffress, Yasmel Pinto, Travis Shaw, Logan Morrison, Daniel Vogelbach, Shaw again, Chichi Gonzalez, Jake McGee, Matt Bush, Mark Canna. All those guys have worn the number. So the number 21, rooted in Brewers lore. Other wearers of the number include Chad Moeller, Alcides Escobar, Zach Braddock, Kel Eldred, Rock, Don Sutton, Buck Martinez, Len Cicada, cousin of John, and Tommy Harper wore it with the Pilots. So real historic number there for Pat Murphy. Got a voicemail here from Brick. Carl's Place voicemail, Carl of et.com/Bart. Thursday might have been the last good day you get it golfing for a while. So if you want to keep the game sharp, there are golf simulators that you can get installed into your home on a pretty quick turnaround, no matter where you are. So they are built in Wisconsin, but if you guys are listening somewhere else, certainly do inquire and browse around. Carl of et.com/Bart. Here's Brick from West Dallas on the Carl's Place voicemail line, 402-915-2278.
Hello, Bart and the Winkleverse. It's Brick in West Dallas calling. Just a couple quick things. I'm going to try not to ramble too much because every time I hear myself on your show, it feels like I'm rambling. So real quick. Council, dude, if you're going to be a heel, just go full heel. Don't do this wishy-washy. Well, I still want people to like me because I am Milwaukee, or sorry, I'm Chicago suburb guy now, not just Milwaukee guy. Go fuck yourself. If you're going to be a bastard, own up to it. I would respect that. It's wishy-washy bullshit. No, get out of here. You can just go. I got nothing else on that. Packers, love looks good. Everyone's giving crap to the team and how this and that and love it. Anyway, that's not an issue if they hit the freaking extra point, don't get that blocked. So special teams hasn't been great. That's another thing about this team that isn't great. I want them to win. I always want them to win. But this season, if they lose, it's kind of like a, meh, whatever, let it roll off my back. I don't worry about it anymore. As for the Bucks, good win against the Raptors. I haven't listened to the postgame show yet. I just hopped in my car on my way to work today. And, yeah, good win. And since everybody loves analogies about the real world and your job, how would you feel if you got a job, and after your first week, you made some mistakes, and then you got fired? You would hate that, wouldn't you? It's exactly the same. So there. Want to use the council comparison to a real-world job, you can do the same thing with the Griffin job. So, fuck those people, too. I love all of you, though, even those of you in the New England that use those comparisons. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you guys. I'll be listening. Hopefully, call back soon.
Great voicemail from Brick. I appreciate that from him. Don't have any other Bucks thoughts. They won. I hope everybody's calmed down for the day. Fucking nonsense. So we're in a better place than we were a couple of days ago. A couple of days ago, my God. I don't know. All right. I was just checking Paul Hennings. See if he was bitching about on his Twitter. Why does he write every tweet like it's a pair, like nine paragraphs? Paul, Jesus. I got to talk to Paul. I got to make amends with Paul. This is bullshit. He blocked me. Not that I probably blocked half of you, but still, it's different when it's me. I also want to mention this. Apparently, Snoop Dogg is giving up smoking. Snoop Dogg on Instagram said, after much consideration and conversation with my family, I've decided to give up smoke. Please respect my privacy at this time. Now, I'm recording this around noon, so if this comes out to be a prank or something, announcing something, I don't know, but this is sending shockwaves through the world. Early bets are that this is a Super Bowl ad. Wow. How great of a smoker do you have to be to announce that you're giving up smoking? That's another customer to Happy Place Hemp, happyplacehemp.com, promo code BART. And while he's browsing the websites and the internet, go to TupeloHoneyCafe.com and get your reservation for sometime between now and the end of November. They are giving 20% off when you do in the reservation code. It just says like notes for reservation. You can type in Bart Winkler Show or friend of the show, Winklerverse. Put Bart or Winkler in there somehow. Bart Winkler Show. Again, somebody the other day just put, we know Bart. That worked. You can put Bort maybe. Bort might work. Winks doesn't think. That's a popular one. Might work some way that they'll know. Actually, keep it simple. Just put Bart Winkler Show 20% off deal. Not everything has to be a bit. I need to remind myself of that constantly. You're booing my family. Wow, terrible. TupeloHoneyCafe.com. Again, check them out. Broadway and Clybourne. They are near the Milwaukee Public Market. So I just parked under the interstate, soon to be abandoned, right next to the pickleball court. Yeah, that's what I did. Did not see my guy Bill Walsh or Scott Grodzki there that day. They like to go down the CBS 58 boys. But met Rami, meeting Tim today, unless he backs out on me. Tim Shea, hope to have some pictures and show you my meal. Maybe I'll show you eating my meal. Maybe I'll AMSR a meal at Tupelo Honey. It's the kind of Southern comfort food that you are often looking for, and you don't have to go far to find it. You can get it right in downtown Milwaukee, TupeloHoneyCafe.com. When we come back, he's back. Who's he? What's back? What's a what? Horvat and his picks, straight ahead.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Hey, Bart, Tony from Texas here. Hey, I want to comment on the Bucks, specifically Bucks Twitter. You know, I got to give it to these 18, 19-year-old kids online spitting out what they want to spit out with no kind of aftermath or effect on their well-being. But these kids were able to kind of influence the Bucks head coach. Adrian Griffith, actually Griffin, not Rashard Griffith, Adrian Griffin actually made some adjustments and acknowledged the black cloud that's following him, the Twitter haters. He's able to pay attention and acknowledge these people. That is making that is crazy, in my opinion, that he actually knows about that. So Bucks Twitter, you might hate him, but you know what? I applaud these kids. Good for them. And lastly, Bart, Craig Thompson, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, my man. You know, I just want you to come to the table with some facts. You want Brian Gutekunst fired? You don't want him there? Fine. Tell me who you want to hire. I'm glad you found Google. You were able to Google some GMs. I applaud you, Craig Thompson. I look forward to talking to you next time on the YouTube. And Bart, I'll talk to you soon.
It's time for your Week 11 picks. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Ryan Horvat. Hey, buddy.
Hello. How are you?
Pretty bad.
Why?
Pittsburgh stole my soul.
Why? Because the Packers lost?
No. Between us girls, I missed some of the game.
Because you got too drunk?
Yeah.
This is the year. If you have to miss a game, though, this is the year to do it.
Well, the problem was I had too much before we went to the game. And then when I was at the game, I asked for a double. And the guy's like, we don't do a double. And I go, that's fine. And so he gave me a drink, and I gave him a $5 tip. He goes, well, maybe sometimes we can do a double. I was like, I didn't expect that. And then he gave me like a triple.
Yeah.
And then
he got a little loose.
And then I missed some of the game, but I don't understand how we lost that game.
Well, we're not very good.
Yeah, but we like kept getting the ball deep and.
Yeah, Jordan Love threw some really bad interceptions in the fourth quarter. First three quarters didn't play too bad, made some really nice throws.
I like Orlovsky's quote where Jordan Love is making the great passes, but he needs to make the good ones too.
Yeah, it's like being like a Cub fan with like Javi Baez. Why I hated Javi Baez and everybody loved him. He'd make like the flashy tags, but then he couldn't like field the fucking routine ground ball. It would cost
Is
my
Jordan Love the Jonathan VR of the Packers? 414-799. Well, let's rip out some teammates.
Sure as shit don't help him. I'll tell you that. Like Christian Watson has, I believe, like a 10.9% drop rate, which I think there's like 48 wide receivers who have had like at least 50 targets this season. And he's like number 45 out of 48 as far as drops. Luke Musgrave also struggles with drops. The offensive line shit. So it's not all on Jordan Love. I mean, those two interceptions were, but just not really I hate this team, man.
What's up with Christian Watson's family like tweeting constantly?
I don't know. I don't really have an issue with it though. I have more of an issue with like people tweeting at Christian Watson's family. Like if I was a professional athlete and if you were, You know what I mean? Like, we're just radio hosts, and every once in a while, like, your mom or your dad want to go on social media.
I told my mom one time to stop commenting, and she never did again. But Christian Watson's mom
defending him on social media, though, or his dad, to be honest. I think it's weirder that people tweet it at athletes or family members. Like, at the end of the day, man, like, I could rag on a guy, and that's what we do for a living, but I don't make it personal. They're human beings. You know what I mean? Like, a guy might go out there and drop four balls, feel terrible about himself, but he's a good human being. Probably does, like, a lot of stuff, you know, that we don't know about. Maybe does a lot of charity stuff. Maybe, you know, he's a professional athlete. He's really good at his job, but maybe he's just has a bad day at work like we all do. Like, what if I go on the air and I say, you know, I go to say ship and I say shit or something. I make a big mistake. You know, does that get people the right? What if you go to work today? My dad, he works for the post office. What if he goes to work today and delivers the wrong package? Should people get on social media and be like, fuck you, I hope you fucking die, Rob. You fucked up that package. You know what I mean? So, like, I think that's more weird than people's family.
What if I go to work?
Like, fuck you, my kid's in the NFL. Suck a dick.
What if I sacrifice my health during a pandemic and then I get on the station and say, hey, can we just wear a mask or maybe or something?
Does that remember mean when I we had to do like reads and it was like, we literally had to do it. It was our job. Like, hey, wear a mask. And everybody's like, hey, I'm fucking done with the station. I'm done with the station. Talking about masks.
Yeah. I wonder how many people are mad at me for things that like I said that I believed. And then people that were just mad because I was doing a read.
I have one beef, you know, though, with like a lot of the people. Is everybody's like, oh, fuck, we miss Winkler on 1250 AM The Fan. Oh, we miss you guys. We need good radio back. But remember when we were on the air, everybody's like, another fucking stupid comment, the mask shit. Like, you know what? Probably be on the air still pumping out the Horby and Winkler and Freeman show if people weren't just bitching nonstop. Everybody goes, listen to Gabe. You know what I mean? Like, now it's like you're like the cool thing. You know what I mean? Like, you're almost, I feel like you're really hot when you're like the underground king. But when you go mainstream, you know, it's like Dave Matthews. Like everybody used to love Dave. Now I go see Dave and people are like, oh, Dave's still touring. Cause he made some money. You know what I mean?
Like how I love the MCU and Marvel. And now it's like, oh, you like Marvel? They should have stopped there. And then people are like, well, what are your favorite Marvel movies? And they go, well, Endgame, of course. And then, oh, I really like Loki and WandaVision and Guardians 3 and Spider-Man when they were all together. Oh, you just named a bunch of shit after Endgame. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get to the chloroform.
Let's do the picks. All right, Packers play Sunday. We'll save that. All right, so Sunday, 1 p.m. kickoff my time.
Oh, noon Thursday kickoff. Night. What a game it was.
Oh, Thursday night. I can't believe the Ravens proved to the world that they're the real deal. Kicked the shit out of the
Not bank. One, not three, but five touchdowns for Lamar. Incredible.
I think he's your new. I think he should be the favorite to win MVP, to be honest with you. Man, Bengals may have been able to win that game, though, if T. Higgins was out there.
Yeah, I agree.
That injury, that cost him. Anyway, we don't have an early morning game this Sunday, do we?
I think we're done with the early morning games.
Thank fucking God. I want to sleep on Sundays. I don't want to wait. And that game last Sunday was just awful. Mac Jones, terrible. Bailey Zappi, terrible. Who did they even play, the Patriots? Oh, the Colts, terrible. Yeah. There was no reason to wake up for that game. And yet there I was. My eyeballs bleeding. All right, the Cardinals, 5.5-point dogs on the road taking on the Texans, who are now 5-4. Texans got it done for us last week. Total in the game, 49. So now the Texans feeling themselves a little bit, right? A game above 500. C.J. Stroud, the rightful favorite to win Rookie of the Year, like we told everybody he would be before the season even began and while he was at Ohio State. But the Cardinals, I bet them last week too, and Kyler's back. And Kyler is looking to keep his job or go elsewhere and keep his job. So I think the Cardinals are going to be more competitive. That defense isn't terrible. 5.5 points. I like the Texans when they're dogs, like they were last week, +7. I like them when it's like a pick situation. But now we're asking them to win by margin, even at home. Young team, like I said, maybe a little bit of a letdown spot. Give me the fighting Kylers, the fighting Mighty Mouses, mice. These Cardinals +5.5 for me.
See, I need to figure out. So this episode is Survivor. So I'm still in Survivor, and I really feel like this week it's coming to an end.
I got a pick for you.
I feel like it's coming to an end. So I'm going to, this was a game I thought about, but something, I just don't like picking against the Cardinals. Something scares me. I didn't like them when they played Seattle, and I would have won. That would have been just fine. But I just, something scares me. I just don't want to lose, I think. I don't want to lose to them. So I think Texans might be floating. They might be replacing Titans theory. I think Texans theory is taking over Titans theory. Because a lot of people were like, hey, it's the Texans. And they go lose to Carolina.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, no, they play the Bengals. And they go and win. So yeah. I think Titans theory has become Texans theory. And for that reason, hashtag Shark Tank, I will take the Cardinals as the dog with you.
Yeah, I like the Cardinals.
Yeah.
All right. Ooh, I bet this one too. I got good closing line value on this game. I bet the Bears plus 10. The Bears are now down to 7.5 against the Detroit Lions. Justin Fields back. I think the Lions win this game. David Montgomery. They got Gibbs. Lions are a good football team, but I think the Bears will keep this game close. Bears have been playing a little bit better defensively. They're actually pretty good against the run. The pass defense has gotten a little bit better. And obviously, they traded for a guy like Montez Sweat. And with Fields back, here's another situation, kind of like Kyler, where he's looking to either keep his job or move elsewhere next year and keep his job in the National Football League. Give me the Bears, even at 7.5. I think this is a touchdown game, divisional matchup.
I'm going to go with the Lions. I just don't feel comfortable on the Bears side. Remember, before the season, I thought Bears over 7.5 wins was the lock of the century. That was a mistake.
Yes.
Which I have brought up and admitted, because I will admit my faults.
Yes.
I got a little cocky about the Bears. I thought Justin Fields would be good. I thought Fields would turn into what Stroud is. What an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's been hurt too. That doesn't help.
And the Bears don't want him anymore. It's clear.
The Bears, they're going to get Caleb Williams or Drake May. My guy, Drake May.
I'll take the Lions.
I'm going to be so sad. All right, Steelers, your Steelers, 1-point dogs on the road against the Cleveland Browns. Deshaun Watson out for the season. DTR is going to get his second chance. The last time he started a game, he found out like 3 hours before kickoff. Played like a rookie. Three interceptions, I believe, but I like DTR, man. Like, I can't wait to tell my grandkids about Pac-12 After Dark, DTA, what is, don't trust anyone, Stone Cold Steve Austin, DTR, Zach Charbonnet, Bobo. I love that team, man. In the Browns defense, like Cleveland at home, I like the Browns still in this game, even without Deshaun Watson. Give me the Browns -1, Browns money line. Let's go.
I feel like that's where a lot of the action's going to go this week, to the Browns.
Think so? I thought maybe Steelers, because no Deshaun. People overreact.
But I think
better than Pickett.
You know, I just watched a Steelers game, at least 3/4 of it.
I didn't say you didn't really watch it, though. You self-admitted.
I don't know, man. I kind of want to take Pittsburgh. I'm going to take the Browns only because I'm mad at Steelers fans. If you go to Pittsburgh, I've gone to like 15 road games now. Half of the stadiums are like, oh, that's so cool you guys travel. Half of the stadiums are like, why the fuck are you here? We hate you. Pittsburgh was like, we didn't even exist. Nobody acknowledged us. They just let us be. It was really odd. It was weird.
I kind of like that, though, you know?
I think they're comfortable in their own skin. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's a level of fandom we need to.
Did you get a terrible towel?
I did. I bought one.
Did you fucking wave it?
I did see Renegade. I don't
Did you
know.
Give it to your son to wave around and be like, look, buddy, this is a terrible towel. Hey,
I don't want to give him anything that's non-Packery. Otherwise, he's going to be like, I grew up liking the Dolphins because my dad gave me a Dan Marino card when I was 3.
I think my dad grew up liking the Dolphins. Anyway.
So I took the Browns, I think.
You took the no. You didn't. You went against me. I don't think we've had one correct or one correct. I don't think
the first one I took the Cardinals with you. I'm taking the Browns here because I'm mad at Steelers fans.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I like that.
Yeah. And I'd like to celebrate our agreement by telling all of the folks about happyplacehemp.com.
Yeah.
Promo code BART. The other night I took a Delta 9 and I needed to go to sleep. And for a little bit, I was like, oh, okay, I think I'm, you know, Delta. And then it was like, oh, and then I fell asleep. So
you're like, oh, shit, did I take a Delta 10?
Yeah, Delta, like a Delta. And it was a double digit one for sure.
Delta, 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 can I help you, help you, help you? Remember that?
God, I flew Delta. They suck.
You don't remember that skit, do you? Saturday Night Live, the sorority?
No. Dude,
come on. Hold on.
Here, Delta hold on. 8 and Delta 9, good. Delta plane, bad. Delta 9, good. Delta plane, bad. Delta gave me a ticket. It's like, you'll get a seat, maybe. I was like, what the fuck? And then they put me in the way back corner, no window.
It was the Tri-Delt Sisters. You don't remember it?
Who was in it?
So this is like the Spade Sandler era. Let me see.
Is it the French Fry Girls?
No.
Lay off me, I'm starving?
Tri-Delta.
Well, anyway, 25% off happyplacehemp.com.
Hold on.
I don't have any plane tickets for you. I would say take a Delta before you fly Delta to combat that miserable experience of being on that airliner.
Beth Cahill, Melanie Hutsell, and Sobian Fallon. I don't really remember them, but it was during the...
Oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah, you would remember. They're all on YouTube. Check them out. Anyway, let's get on with the game.
Take a Delta before you fly Delta. I went on a plane that was no bigger than a shoebox, and I wouldn't recommend that on a three-day hangover.
Nor would I. All right, I got a survivor pick for you. How about have you used the Jags yet?
So it's down to this one or a different one?
Yeah, I like the Jags a lot against Tennessee. I actually bet them to cover anything under a touchdown. I like the Jags.
I do like teams that come off bad losses.
And the Jags are really, exactly. And the Jags are at home in this game. They're good against the run, so they can maybe like limit the Derrick Henry stuff. And that leaves Will Levis, rookie, on the road to beat the Jags. You know, it scares you a little bit because it's Vrabel is a big dog, but. Now, I like Jacksonville to bounce back, win this game by a touchdown. I think they're the better team.
Well, I'll take them to.
I think that's the survivor pick.
I'll take them to win. I don't know if I'm ready for them to be my survivor.
I'm a survivor.
So I will take them to cover, which means I should just take them to win. But making a survivor bet is a lot different than making a points bet.
For sure, for sure. But if you do like a big favorite and you like them to win by margin, you might as well use them. Who's your other? Just tell me who the other option is.
The Commanders hosting the Giants.
Oh, my God. No. I mean, it is Tommy DeVito. But it's the Commanders.
But it's Tommy DeVito.
Okay.
Tommy DeVito is not a sub above.
No, Tommy DeVito is the worst starting quarterback.
DeVito, anybody sub above. DeVito's a sub.
Does anybody give a fuck that Tommy DeVito lives at home and his mom like irons his clothes and makes his bed? You know what's funny about that? Is like,
how the fuck do I not take the Commanders then?
You know what's funny is like if Tommy DeVito like blew all of his money on like chains and like a new SUV, we'd be like, fucking dumb athlete, young athlete, fucking blowing all of his money. But Tommy DeVito is saving some money and we're still like, fucking loser. Guy's never going to succeed in life. He's never going to get married. His mom still does his laundry, which just proves in this country, especially with social media, you can never win. People are always going to judge no matter what you do. I would take the Jags because the Commanders, like you really are going to trust the Commanders. Hey, that's the next game. So let's just get into it. I like, goddamn, give me the DeVitos plus 9.5. No, Danny DeVito, Tommy DeVito, I don't care. Commanders.
Yeah, okay. I'll take the Giants to cover. Maybe, but I just how do you get in a survivor pool and not pick against Tommy DeVito?
Nah, see, I was talking.
That's the whole reason survivor pools exist.
No, dude, I was talking about this last night on the show. I don't know if Tommy DeVito wins this week, but. but he wins a week. I think how it all plays out is, okay, the reports are out that Bill Belichick would maybe be interested in leaving and going to coach the Chargers. Makes sense. Justin Herbert's there. All they need, some help at defense because Brandon Staley's been shit. And I know how this ends. The way that it all ends, you need a very devastating loss for Bill to go out this season. Tommy DeVito has the Patriots next week. I see it now. Tommy DeVito will not be in the league next year. He's not even good enough for the USFL, XFL. He'll own a bar in Queens or somewhere like that called DeVito's. And it'll be like every Wednesday or Thursday, he'll be there, you know, like bartending, star tending, and all of his buddies will be there. And it'll be like, yo, DeVito, tell us about the time you beat Belichick. You retired him. You know, that's how this is going to play out. Tommy DeVito is going to defeat the Patriots next week. Or he's going to defeat the Commanders. It's just how it goes in this league, man. He's no good, but somehow he'll win a game, and then he'll ride off into the sunset. I like
the want to pick against Tommy DeVito so bad. I don't even know what he looks like.
DeVito. Hey, Tommy, tell us about the time you retired Bill Belichick and you beat the Patriots.
Oh, look at this kid. How do I not pick against him?
He's terrible. Former Illinois and
Syracuse. You went to Don Bosco High School?
Yeah, so did Matt Leinart. That's where everybody goes. Yeah, that's a good high school.
The password is Bosco.
The password is penis. Name that movie.
I threw a Seinfeld reference at you.
I threw Cable Guy at you.
I didn't like Cable Guy when I watched
it. Me either.
I got to rewatch it.
You know, Jim Carrey just kind of annoyed the fuck out of me, except for in Liar, Liar and The Mask.
Also, I don't like Matthew Broderick.
Oh, Truman Show and like the serious roles, he was great. You don't, well, hold on.
I don't like Ferris Bueller. Harris?
I should hang up on you right now. That's your worst take yet. That was worse when you were calling for the head of Devontae Adams. All right, let's keep it moving. You got to go listen to Pat Murphy or whatever you got going on. I got the Raiders as 13.5-point dogs on the road. I like the Dolphins. Here, a rare big favorite for me. I think the Dolphins are going to kick the shit out of the Raiders. I don't think the Raiders are going to be able to get many stops. Tua's got cornrows now. He's feeling himself. Give me the Dolphins.
He does?
Yeah. Unless that's like, I can't tell what's real anymore now that we could like fuck with.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah. It's Black Mirror.
I'm going to take the Dolphins.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Dallas. Is a 10.5-point favorite over the Carolina Panthers. I think the Panthers backdoor here. With the points, give me the Panthers. I don't really want to talk about this game. Dallas, very good.
Panthers football. Beat Dallas once in a playoff game. And like
Carolina bad. Who is the quarterback? Jake Delhomme?
I don't like Jake Delhomme either.
I never did. He bored me. Remember that like 4-pick game he had in the playoffs? I like Dallas here. Or I'm sorry, I like Carolina to cover.
Backdoor. I don't like him because he beat the Packers when Rodgers was 6-10 and I was there.
Jake Delhomme?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daylight coming, me wanted Delhomme. Berman's – I don't like Chris Berman either.
That's a bad take.
Berman – all Berman did was like he just took Yacht Rock songs and threw them into people's names.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Dude, dude, dudes, you go to Canada, get the dude, dude, dudes.
Yeah, it was hilarious. And like, he was the only guy doing it. Why are you being such a fucking hater today, anyway? The Thursday.
What else do I hate? What else do I hate? I hate fucking snow. I hate traffic and I hate highways.
Kelly Osbourne, she redid that song, Papa Don't Preach. Well, I got a song for you, bitch. It's called Daughter Don't Sing. Hey. All right. So I like Carolina. Who are you taking in the fucking game?
My I know you Cowboys. My Cowboys.
Jake Delhomme.
What about my Tim Cowboys?
What about Tim Biakabatuka?
Rod Smart was there.
Ray Carruth was there.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
That's a terrible human being right there. All right.
Let's not forget Panthers legend Reggie White.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, he used to play there, yeah.
Anybody? Christian McCaffrey. Luke Kuechly.
Kuechly, yeah.
Dan Morgan. Anybody?
Pokemon Martinez is back.
All right, let's go. Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers are 11.5-point dogs against the Niners. Can you make the case for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to cover 11.5? Because I can't.
Where's the game?
In San Francisco.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to take the Niners here.
Yeah, this is one of those games where the Niners are just going to piss all over them.
Yeah, it's like I don't want to bet against them. And then McCaffrey has like 9 touchdowns. Kittle's walking into the end zone. Trent Williams places his sack just on like Vita Vea's head.
Yeah, someone's getting teabagged for sure in this game.
It's probably going to be somebody on the Bucs. Baker's going to get the shit kicked out of him by Nick Bosa and Chase Young.
Brown should have never left Baker.
Yeah, I know. I know. He had a good year with Stefanski, won a playoff game, beat the Steelers, and then they traded him because he had a bad year because he threw a really bad interception for whatever reason, because he's Baker, went to tackle up high, separated his shoulder, and then played with it on his throwing shoulder. But yeah, Deshaun, I'll say this, though. Everybody's like, worst trade in NFL history. Yes, because of the money that you gave him, the 230-plus. And yes, because off the field, terrible human. But for on the field, I thought it was actually worth the gamble because, dude, those 3 seasons, like, he was a top 5 quarterback in the National Football League. You know what I mean?
I think, it's that's like the Broncos gambling that Russ was going to be Seattle Russ.
Russ is Seattle Russ. Russ is better than Seattle Russ this year. No. I got a team for you. They're plus 500. I think the Broncos might make the playoffs, dude.
Well, maybe. I'm taking the Niners.
Russ has like 20 touchdowns and 4 picks this year. Russ has been a top 5 quarterback this year. Nobody's talking about it. I don't even like Russ, and I'm defending him. Mr. Unlimited. Sunday, here's a game for you. The Bills suck. The Jets suck. The Bills are 7-point favorites. It's Josh Allen against Zach Wilson. Here's a bounce-back spot for the Bills. They lost to the Jets week 1. They're going to kick the living fuck out of Zach Wilson, who has no business on that field. Aaron Rodgers should just start focusing on next year, because I don't see a win for the Jets the next couple weeks, and he doesn't need to come back this year. They have nothing to play for. Bills roll.
This is in Buffalo?
Dead cat bounce. Ken Dorsey, he gone. Dude, if the McDermott might go. What?
A lot of the country gets this game on TV in that late window. The Bills, what's the worst part about the Bills this year is they have kicked the shit out of some teams, including the Dolphins. But it's all these games that are at like 1 o'clock noon where nobody watches them. Every time they're in prime time, they like suck ass. So it's like they're bad. They're not playing well, but they're even worse than people think. They're a little worse than they are because we never see them do any good. So the Bills need this game. Plus, they only got like a 28% chance to make the playoffs. And with that schedule, I don't think they're going to. They got Chiefs and Eagles with a bye in between and back-to-back weeks on the road. They still have the Cowboys. I mean, they still have they're fucked is what I'm saying. But they'll win this game and cover.
Yeah, I agree. Sunday Night Football. I was trying to think, where are we? I just saw that Corbin Burns thing, so I was distracted.
Oh, do you want Corbin Burns on the Cubs?
Yeah.
Do Cubs fans look at everything the Brewers did to not advance past the wild card round and say, let's try that now?
Probably.
Fucking Cubs. I specifically made a YouTube titled Cubs Fans Are Not Invited to This Conversation. And then Cubs fans keep talking into the conversation.
Why?
Some Cubs fan.
Aren't they watching
some football? Cubs fan hijacked my Bucks Live the other night. And I'm like, why the fuck are you guys here?
Yeah.
He's like, I want to see you guys bitch about Council. I go, if you want to see me bitch about Council, you got to pay me. And then he paid $20. So I did like a minute on Council.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, dance, bitch. And I was like, ooh.
All right. Yeah. Fuck. Things I'd do for $20, man. One thing I'd do for $20, I'd head out to Denver, Colorado, where the Broncos are 2.5-point favorites over the Vikings. The Dobbs love comes to an end. Broncos may be for real. They're 4-5.
How did this game stay on Sunday night, and why am I interested to watch it?
Because the Broncos might be good. Your boy Sean Payton,
yep,
Kevin Jameson. I like the Broncos here.
Yeah, I like the Broncos, D.
Bet you do.
Give me a long shot play. Give me a yes to a safety in this game.
All right. Sound like one of my co-hosts. All right. Well, let's do Monday night because it's Philadelphia, Kansas City. I bet Philadelphia +3. It's down to 2.5. Revenge game from the Super Bowl. I think Philadelphia is the better team. They're in the better form right now. AJ Brown's going to have a monster game. I like the Eagles.
I don't mind any of the Kelce stuff being America's first football family right now.
I like it. I like Kelce.
But I think I don't want to see them play each other. That's going to annoy me.
I kind of forgot all. Like, I don't know why people let these things get to them. They're just like little side stories. Like, if anything, it's just like a reason why maybe.
Well, Rodgers, it got to Rodgers. He wants to debate him, bro.
Yeah, that's like some of the stuff I just try not to listen to, really, and pay attention to. I don't know why Rodgers is the only person on this planet still bringing up Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, the Fauci birds, like, I like the birds on the road.
Yeah. Rodgers may have been right the whole time. Do you have time for that conversation?
Or about Fauci?
About everything.
No. No.
Did you get your booster shot?
I have not got a COVID shot in many years.
All right. So let's go over to.
And I saw people wearing a mask at the airport, and even I was like.
All right. So let's go out to Lambeau Field. Or Aaron Rodgers.
But I have no regrets.
Yeah.
About being afraid of an unknown.
No, me either for like the first 3 months because I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
I mean, they like were showing these videos in China and they were like burning bodies, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to fucking burn grandma. Oh. You know, I don't want my son to be burning me. Hey, what's going on? Horvat's on nothing, just burning dad. He caught the COVID. We had to throw him out in the fucking shed.
We still do. We're clearly not well. We do bring up that. We bring up COVID a lot, you and me.
Everybody does. I saw somebody, hold on. Somebody used their shitty gambling record. Somebody was like, I've had 10 straight losing seasons. And somebody was like, no, you haven't. Like, you fucking lost in 2019, 2020. And they were like, oh, to be honest, I forgot about that because of COVID. Like what? So COVID year didn't count? So everybody still uses it and brings it up. I mean, we did nothing for 2 years, dude. I fucking had a beard and long hair and I was fat and I was like drinking every day. I ate so much. Shout out to Golden Chicken and Pizzeria Scotty, though. I ate the fuck.
Everything you're describing about your COVID sedentary life is my current life.
My new thing is a free plug. These, dude. These Milano cookies, the mint chocolate ones, though, like, get these the fuck away from me. You know who I need in my life, though? I need some Jordan Love. All you need is Jordan Love. He's a three-point dog. All right, here's my hot take. I haven't got to give Sparky this take yet because we record tomorrow. Which, everybody that's listening, do me a huge favor. Tune in. Everybody's like, why would I tune in? You can't even speak English, Horvat. Download the Curtin Long podcast because we need one more month of 2,500 plus downloads for 3 straight months. And then the company they can't make any more excuses. They have to give me my fucking check. So please, everybody, I will be in Wisconsin. I'll be in the area for Christmas. Shots on me. We'll go.
You have to get a certain number before you get paid?
Yeah. And I didn't know that. Right? So everybody, download it, and shots on me at the Paragon, Club Paragon, when I come home. December 27th. No. We'll have to do the 26th. The day after Christmas, beers, first round on me of beer and shots at, we'll do it there. We'll go Club Paragon.
What are you doing the 27th?
I think I have to fly out that night. We'll hold off on that. Maybe the 27th. I got to check my flight schedule. But here's my guarantee for this game. As Vince McMahon would say, my guarantee, which, by the way, quick wrestling note. AEW going downhill, WWE going uphill, but Vince McMahon looks like fucking shit. And what is that mustache?
How is Logan Paul like legitimately enjoyable?
He's good.
Yeah.
He saved Rey Mysterio's life.
Well, everyone said that, and then he's like, no, I almost killed him. So,
and yeah,
people were like more happy at him.
I wanted to read that quote, but it was one of those that, like, you have to, like, hit more, and then you scroll down, and I was like, it's like that meme, like, I'm sorry that happened to you, or good for you, whatever. Anyway, my gear and damn tea in this game. Packers win outright as three-point dogs. They've beat the Chargers. Chargers, right after the game, fire Brandon Staley. Kellen Moore becomes their head coach. But the Packers, I don't know how – I do know how they do it. Chargers lose because they always lose in a field goal game. Rashawn Gary, 3.5 sacks on Justin Herbert, one strip sack. Jordan Love, not one, not two, not three, but four interceptions. But the Packers overcome it anyway with a big game from Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon on the ground. A.J. Dillon's actually been running the ball a little bit better. Packers win this game 21-17 on a last-second touchdown pass. Jordan Love in the back of the end zone to Jaden, big game read.
You're not putting this one in blood, are you?
No.
I like the Packers here too. Although a Matt LaFleur-Brandon Staley matchup is – I don't watch the NFL to watch these two idiots coach against each other. I'm very pissed that we have to witness this on Sunday. Very pissed. But I do like the Packers. I think they look good as they have, even though they lost. I think they're getting close. And I want them to win, unlike all you noobs that are rooting for a loss.
I want a loss. I want to lose every week because this team's not going to the playoffs. So I want the best draft pick possible to get Drake May or hear me out. All right, you want to stick with Jordan Love? That's fine. Get a Marvin.
I've seen enough good in Love that I want to see Love more Love.
Fine, then get a Marvin Harrison or Joel or another tackle because Bakhtiari is not going to be back. And if Jordan
Love, what about the report that we could be interested in Kirk Cousins?
That's not real.
Who
had that fucking Jordan Montgomery or whatever, the dude that has us blocked?
No, it was Dan Graziano.
Like, aren't all these guys just Dov Kleeman, like Cleveland? I can't keep up anymore, man. There's like two people I trust these days.
Yeah, you're my wife and you.
And Stone Cold Steve Austin never crossed anybody.
No, I'll never cross you. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. I actually have a lot to do today, so you're welcome.
I actually have very little to do.
I envy you.
Yeah. All right, toodles, as your buddy says.
Toodles!
And my buddy, too.
Yeah,
I'm going to be out of the toy drive with him.
Are you?
Yeah.
Also, really quick, one thing to plug while I'm home, back in the area for the Christmas season. Not only will we be at Club Paragon if we get the correct amount of downloads for Kurt and Long, I'm also having a bike ride. But it's not like a Harley bike ride. It's actually you just bring your Schwinn because I'm trying to save the environment. And then I'm having a cigar dinner as well. But it's not like actual cigars because, you know, tobacco, bad for your teeth, bad for your lungs. You don't want to inhale that, especially if you've had a couple of drinks because that could get you sick. It's going to be marijuana in the cigars. So it's going to be a blunt dinner and it's going to be a bike ride. But I'm like Schwinn bikes. Location to be determined, and that'll be actually on Christmas Eve, December 24th, if you can make it.
So Christmas Eve, we're all going to get high and ride Schwinns?
Just ride bikes. Yeah, so it's going to be a bike ride, but not choppers, not Harleys, and then a cigar dinner, but we'll have, like, Kings, and we're just going to roll up weed and just tell stories. You know, I'll probably talk some Ice Bowl. I got an interview we'll replay with Jerry Kramer. He'll talk about the Ice Bowl. And then, I don't know, maybe Bill Romanowski will be there to promote his new book and talk about the time that he beat his wife and took some steroids.
The event is called Weed for Speed, a Christmas tradition.
Yeah, and it's not even that much money. $560 gets you on the bike path.
$560. All right. For $1,000, you can be one of our platinum donors and get a free fucking koozie.
All right, I gotta go. But when I come back, he did it. What did he do?
Who is did? What is what?
I'll never forget one time. It was a Friday, and we were just like cooked, and you had this tease. Huh? But it was a 2 minute. It was like, he did it. Who is he? What did he do? And it was just, it was epic. I wish I still had it on copy.
What and is what and who did like, why?
70% of the audience probably had no clue, but the 30% that know. And it's just so funny.
Coming up. Still,
every once in a while, he pops up on my feed, and I'll go in there, and it's just chaos. It's like, oh man, it's so great.
He did it.
Terrence Armstrong for the Dolphins, the tackle. Oh, you mean Armstead? Yeah.
Coming up. He did it.
Hey, really quick though, before I go, should Ichiro even be in the Hall of Fame? Because when you think about it, I mean, half of those hits did come in Japan. And hold on, one more for you. David Ortiz, even though he, you know, was a career 300 hitter and averaged 30 plus.
All he did was hit.
Should he be in the Hall of Fame? Because I mean, when you think about it, all he did was hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised that Ja Morant isn't playing better.
Wait, well, without Ja Morant, they're fucked.
I mean, no, I'm going to say this. The Grizzlies, I was right about the Grizzlies, right? All that dancing around on the court, not out there doing calisthenics before the games, working on the fundamentals, doing the three-man weave. I told everybody that Ja Morant was not a leader and he was a bust. Wait, what's that? He's suspended for the first, 25 games of the season? Oh, I knew that. I wanted to quiz the audience. See if I'm always trying to make the audience smarter because my brain is so big. I'm so rich. I'm so handsome. Did I tell you really quick? One last thing.
You're like, no, you hang up first. Wait, don't
hang up. I put a tiki bar actually in my apartment. My wife's like, Ryan, what are you doing? We have braces to pay for in college. And I said, fuck it. Fuck it. You ever had a blue hurricane at noon on a Wednesday? Anyway, one more. These cookies, man. I'm telling you, but you got to get the mint chocolate. So they're just like the classic Milanos, but with the mint chocolate. And look, Bart, I know you're trying to cut down on the calories. Two cookies, only 130 calories. Now there is some, you know what word I've always struggled with? Two. Massachusetts and cholesterol.
Yeah. Cholesterol is
a tough one for some. Oh, you could offer me Lisa Ann or Ava Adams. I'm a huge fan of her. For a night, all I have to do is spell cholesterol or Massachusetts, and I couldn't do it.
I can't spell coincidence.
Austin, Massachusetts. All right, I really do got to go.
Hey, I got to block some Cubs fans commenting on one of my YouTubes. Now,
if any Cub fan is talking shit to you in November, you should block them. You should also punch them in the face.
Council is not your friend. Baseball's a business. Again, you're acting like a butthurt girlfriend. I said, you're rude. And he said, I'm not the one blasting out curse words on a sports podcast, yet all of his fucking liked videos are Candace Owens. Fuck out of here.
Oh, tough luck. Yeah, I don't want to be associated with those people. Cub fans, we don't have any right to talk shit. I only talk shit, or I only really stick up for Wrigley, like when people call it a shithole. I know, like, you know, in the past, it's actually, I miss it being a shithole. But I love Wrigley Field. And when people get like, you know, like, fuck you, then I got to show them the World Series ring. But we don't have any right to talk any shit. I've been around for nearly 40 years now. And I've had like three enjoyable baseball seasons. So just kidding. Now, if we get Ohtani, I might have to talk a little shit.
Well, that would suck.
I think it's going to happen. Second best odds right now.
I think I'm done with baseball. Once my New Year's resolution is going to be that baseball doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's been my resolution since like 1987, to be honest.
Dumbest sports. Not even fun to watch. No. I didn't like it. All right. See you, buddy.
See you later.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC.